Great, Matt. Always a pleasure, and it's always a busy time of year for everyone.
It's busy, it's a little hectic, but maybe I'm jumping, but is this year feel a little bit more normal as opposed to last year getting ready?
Yeah, I think most definitely, because we've got more people probably going back to school and stuff, and all our drivers are excited. I think everyone just wants to get back to some kind of normality, or whether this is the new norm. So I think everyone's excited, and it's good to see everyone gearing up for a new start to a school year.
We should here. Let's start with the easiest things. It seems like you do have plenty of drivers this year, and looks like we're all set, eh?
Yeah, well, we've pretty much, I think, around about the same as last year. So we've currently got a driver for every route, but we still don't have enough extra drivers to cover all absences. So we're still sitting around the 4% extra driver mark across the region, which is, like I said, similar to last year. NSTS and bus companies are making every effort to provide daily service to all students. However, we know there may be service disruptions resulting in delays and always the potential to cancel routes. But at the moment, we're pretty confident we're sitting at a good point, same as last year.
Because that 4%, you'd prefer to see it up where, around maybe 10?
Yeah, same as last year. I think 10's the magical number that has been there for many years. But I think definitely over the last 3 to 4 years, it's been dropping. So around the 4% mark is where we currently sit. And even, like you said, getting back to normality, we're finding more and more people still aren't coming to the industry. So there's a very competitive market out there. I think at the moment, employment rates are still at a record low, 4 to 5%. So everyone is trying to get the same people into the workforce. So we'll keep going. And even looking at last year, Matt, I think throughout the school year, we recruited roughly around 170 new drivers who really replaced some of the long-serving drivers we had. And like I said, some of that turnover is still being impacted because drivers are transitioning to maybe full-time employment or other industries.
Okay, that seems like a fair bit of transition. Is that similar to years past, or is that kind of higher than normal?
I would probably say it's maybe higher than normal, especially with the pandemic of the last 2 years. I think people have been kind of stuck at home, so there's more opportunities available to everyone now because unfortunately everyone has to go back to the workforce and retrain. So I don't think there was a lot of that training going on during the pandemic in terms of new industries and job opportunities. So we're seeing a very competitive labor market. So, as I said, we're keeping up with the industry, trying to continue recruit, not just over the summer, but throughout the school year. And we'll keep the buses running as we always do.
Yeah, let's face it, there's not too many businesses out there that haven't been impacted by dealing with the labor shortages at this point in time. But I guess, like you said, last year there weren't too many hiccups, even though we were still going through the back end of that situation with some of the lockdowns. You were still at 4% of your bench strength. For the most part, last year there weren't too many hiccups, were there?
There weren't, and I think it's important to recognize the drivers and monitors. They're the ones that are so committed in terms of getting the students to and from school daily. We appreciate everything they do, and they provide a great service. And they're really the MVPs of this system when you take it. They're an extension of the school board and the industry. And they play a very special part in the students' life day to day. So I know they're all excited to get back on the road. And without them, we wouldn't be here. So I can, I've been speaking to many of them throughout the break. They're excited to get out there and build that special relationship again with the families. And we'll continue to do our best to connect drivers with the same families they've had in previous years. And I think that relationship and that commitment from the drivers, the bus companies, has really helped the Niagara region, especially when you look at some of the challenges other regions across Ontario do have.
And that's the thing. There's been challenges all over the place, right? Like that's certainly what we've seen. Now, when we're looking at these buses this year, we should say, as we're seeing them out there on the road, they're going to be a little bit different with these lights, right? Let's walk people through the new amber light kind of flashing.
Okay, yeah, definitely. So this year you'll see a new 8-lamp system. So It actually started back on July the 1st, 2022 this year, where Ontario requires all school buses that were manufactured after January the 1st, 2005, to have the new system. So it's got four amber light signals and four red light signals. So as you know, the previous system had used red lights, which sometimes kind of led to confusion on whether the school bus was still traveling, had it stopped. So really the new eight lamp system uses two stages of flashing lights, and this should really help clarity for road users. It should really catch the attention of drivers and improve road safety and take out kind of any confusion. So when you do see the amber lights, it clearly signals that the bus is slowing down. Red light always means stop. So the drivers must stop, allow students to get on and off the bus. And at that point, you will see, as usual, the stop arm and the crossing arm be fully deployed. So we're hoping with the adoption of this system, it improves transportation as well as road safety. And it really aligns Ontario with the rest of Canada and North America. And it's something that's been long overdue.
So what was the concern, I guess, before when it was just read that people weren't sure if it was stopped and they were allowed to pass it, or?
Well, there was no clear definition on when, because when motorists are driving, they couldn't tell if the school bus had stopped or was actually deploying its arm. So in some cases, vehicles were passing the school bus when it was fully stopped. And that's obviously a big safety concern anytime you've got students. So the most dangerous time for any student is when they're getting on or off the bus. So really, amber is just alerting drivers now clearly that the bus is getting ready, please prepare to stop. And as soon as they see red, any vehicles, pedestrians, or sorry, any other motorized vehicles should be stopping. So it really defines on to road users what they should be doing.
Gotcha. So they'll see the lights, they'll know you're going to slow down. So hopefully they're just going to slow down with the bus instead of trying to speed fast and thinking that they're going to get stopped. But ultimately, the idea is at the end of it, this makes things safer.
Definitely. And student safety is always the number one priority. And again, you know, drivers are aware that if they do pass the school bus illegally, it could lead to severe fines, and also they could receive demerit points. So hopefully this removes any kind of confusion for any driver out there.
Did it seem up? I don't know how, what kind of numbers you may have kept from kind of time sending in tapes and stuff like that from last year, but were incidents where people were passing the bus up, down, kind of level last year?
I think obviously because we did have less buses on the road throughout the year, to Niagara Police, we sent, I think, about 100 incidents. And that was probably down from about 150 the year before. But I do think this coming year with the buses out there, hopefully there's less incidences because it's a bit more clearer. But hopefully we want to see the trending go down. And that's obviously the end goal, is to not have any occasions when drivers are passing the school buses illegally. But we have seen that drop in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good sign. That's we've been trying to get on that trajectory for a heck of a long time here, Sarv. So obviously, if parents haven't gone, they should be going. They should be on the website for making sure they know where their kids' bus stops and everything are, right?
Yeah, definitely. So throughout the summer, the website was accessible. We've tried to get the communication out and get as many parents onto our website and onto our portal to view busing. If they can log on at any point through nsts.ca and click on the portal button. If they do have any issues logging in or any questions, they can always email us at general@nsts.ca and we will help them as soon as we can.
Well, everybody's a procrastinator though, Sarb. So they probably, you might have sent the email all summer long, but they're waiting until like the last weekend. It's like, well, I guess I better double check.
I've done that as a parent as well. I've got two young kids who always keep me busy, but yeah, it's always a case you do see. And, you know, I think going forward, we'll continually pass that message on to get on, not even just to look at it once. It can change week to week. So we do try and communicate any changes. So the best place to go is the portal, know your child's bus number, the pickup location times, And also, if there are any kind of delays or cancellations, that's where you can actually register for the alerts, along with downloading the Bus Planner Delays app. So similar to last year, the messaging is exactly the same. We'll communicate as early as we can if there are any disruptions, any updates. But please continue to visit our website and your portal to keep up to date with information.
Hopefully it's a nice smooth start to the year, and we won't talk about what we'll see in November, December, January quite yet, Sarp.
No, hopefully better than like last year. But yeah, no, we'll always be proactive and get the communication. And like I've said many times, it's all about the drivers and getting the kids safely to and from school. And that's always going to be the number one priority. So if we do have delays, it's acceptable. We've just got to make sure we communicate it and get children to school safely.
Absolutely, Sarba. I appreciate the chat today. Thanks.
Definitely, Matt. You have a great day.